KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Scott Schaefer in for Rachel Miro. Fire crews are working north and south this morning. In L.A. County, the Merrick Fire in Angeles National Forest forced about 1,200 residents in 450 homes to evacuate. No injuries reported in that fire, but it has destroyed a house and three motorhomes. L.A. County Fire Inspector Ron Harrelson says the fire is about 20% contained now.
There's still a risk as long as we've got open line there. Like I said, we're only about 20% contained. As long as there's open line and the winds are going to kind of kick up, and we've watched the forecast and we know that we're going to have high winds over the next couple of days. So the risk is always there. All it takes is one little spark or one ember.
Meanwhile, firefighters were waiting until sunrise to send water-dropping helicopters over Angel Island in the San Francisco Bay. That fire started last night and forced a few dozen campers to flee. There is concern the fire could spread to some historic buildings on the island, including an immigration station used in the early 1900s, but crews are there keeping a close watch on those structures. This is an important week for California's financial picture as the state attempts to borrow the first of about $4 billion from Wall Street. Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers has more.
Arnold Schwarzenegger often says he enjoys the role of salesman for California. This week, he may be needed more than ever. As the state goes looking for buyers of short-term notes on Wall Street, the governor is appearing in a radio ad asking Californians themselves to invest.
As California residents, you have a special opportunity to buy these notes in an early order period on October 14th and 15th. They're tax exempt, and the state will actually pay your principal and interest in full next June.
And you won't. The revenue anticipation notes are a short-term bridge loan the state has known for months it would need to cover a seasonal decline in tax revenues. But the credit crunch on Wall Street has left state officials nervous. Last week, Massachusetts successfully sold similar notes in the market, but California needs about nine times more money from its sale. The process begins with individual investors, then moves to large institutional buyers in hopes of raising $4 billion. Another $3 billion in short-term notes would be sold soon afterwards. A successful sale would also probably put at ease the mind of the nation's Treasury Secretary, Henry Paulson. The governor has informed Paulson if the market won't buy enough short-term notes, the state might need help from the feds to pay its bills due by the end of the month. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
For the third time in the last 4 years, California voters are being asked to weigh in on teenage abortions. Proposition 4 on next month's ballot would amend the California Constitution to require doctors to notify parents at least 48 hours before performing an abortion on girls under age 18. From KPBS in San Diego, Kenny Goldberg reports on what teenagers themselves think about the measure.
About 700 teenagers a month come to the Vista Community Clinic in North San Diego County.
So what brings you today to the clinic?
I actually wanted to pick up a day after pill and pick up some birth control.
Okay, so this is your first time coming to the clinic, am I correct?
Health educator Zulma Quintanar tells the patient the clinic provides a host of services, including pregnancy tests and birth control.
And it's free and confidential, so meaning if like your mom, your dad, a family member, anybody wants to come in and know if you were here, we're under a law that says that we can't give any information about you.
Okay?
When it comes to sexual health and abortion in California, teenagers have the same right to privacy as adults. But the rules will change for teens seeking an abortion if voters approve Prop 4. The measure would amend the state constitution. It would require doctors to notify parents at least 48 hours before performing an abortion on a minor. That doesn't sit well with many teenagers. 17-year-old Sandra has been sexually active for a while.
Me, personally, I don't believe in abortions, but I believe that if I were to get one, I don't think I would tell my parents because I feel like they would look at me as someone who's already messed up like early in my life, and I feel like I'd be a disappointment, so that's why I wouldn't tell them.
Sandra says she doesn't feel comfortable talking with her parents about sex, let alone abortions. She says she's already had some bad experiences.
When my parents actually found out that I was not a virgin, they were very disappointed. They thought like everything, like my whole career and life ended, even though nothing turned out bad from it. I mean, me and my boyfriend were safe about it and everything, but my parents were not very supportive or happy about it.
Prop 4 supporters argue the measure will help foster family communication. Supporters say for teens who live in abusive households, the initiative allows doctors to notify another adult relative, like a grandparent or an uncle. And designers of Prop 4 say there's even a provision for teens who feel mature enough to handle things on their own. They can ask a judge for a waiver. 18-year-old Marcella Herder says that's totally unrealistic.
Pregnancy already weighs on you enough. You know, you have friends that get pregnant. You see how much, like, that weighs on them and how much that weighs on their schooling and everything. So to even add court issues to that, it would just be insane. I mean, it would be so much harder to deal with.
But not all young women are against Prop 4. Some believe parental notification is a good thing.
Because sometimes there's risk for a teen getting an abortion, and it's their child's health, and they should be notified about it.
Denise Reyes is one of the health educators at the Vista Community Clinic. She thinks a lot of sexually active teens are irresponsible.
I know, because I see a lot of patients that come in, and you ask them if they want to start a birth control method, and then they say no. And then you ask them why, and they just said, oh, because I don't think I really need it. Then they come in, and then they're pregnant, and they want to choose to have an abortion, and they just find it so much easier because they don't have to notify anyone.
Backers of Prop 4 say parental notification laws in other states have led to a drop in teen abortions. But the sexual health think tank, known as the Guttmacher Institute, refutes that claim. Guttmacher researchers say minors' abortion rates have been declining for years in states with and without such laws. That's because the teen pregnancy rate has been falling dramatically in the U.S. Ultimately, Prop 4 supporters say pregnant teens are too young to make a decision about whether to have an abortion. 17-year-old Sandra admits supporters have a point.
But at the same time, we have to make mistakes in life. And I guess if we have to make one at such a young age, I mean, we have to learn from it too.
California voters rejected parental notification measures in 2005 and 2006. But thanks in part to big donations from San Diego Reader publisher Jim Holman, it's on the ballot again. Holman did not respond to requests for an interview. A recent field poll shows Prop 4 has an 8-point lead among likely voters. For the California Report, I'm Kenny Goldberg in San Diego.
That's the California Report for Monday, October 13th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Scott Schaefer. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the California Endowment, working to build healthier communities that support children, youth, and families. Online at www.calendow.org.